Let me read to you, if I may, a few verses from James chapter 3, beginning at verse 7. James chapter 3, beginning at verse 7. James writes, "All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by human beings. But no one can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who've been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water." Now, I just realized this is a moment in time when I'd normally sit down and we begin to worship again. So I'm going to give you what I was going to give you today next week, just to prove that I've done it. But I'm just going to take one point that comes out from here. With the tongue, it says in verse 9, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who've been made in God's image. And James, who had messed up quite often in the years before the resurrection and had been on a steep learning curve in the 30 years since then, had learnt what he might otherwise not have done so. That actually, as the Lord Jesus Christ calls us to relate to people whom we either find difficult or who are unreasonable to us or who don't share our faith at all, it's very easy to think, well, with our Christian friends, with those we get on well with, well, people, it's great. But there are some people we work with who we find unreasonable and unhelpful, and really we find them quite difficult. You may not be in an office where there is anyone like that at all. But just one or two of us may have come across people like that in the city at any one time. And, you know, there's a bit of you that just wants to think, I'm just going to keep them at arm's length. And James says to them, and Jesus says to us, every other human being, just like you, has been created in the image of God. Somewhere, even if it's really well hidden, in every one of your colleagues is a small reflection of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I are called to think, what is it about you who I find so difficult that is like Jesus? And what can I do to reflect something more of Jesus to you? There's something there that I can work with when I see it. I just have to want to do so and have the wisdom and commitment to do so.